Good morning. Welcome to our Trend On show, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network. Our call-in number here at the show is 323-580-5755, and you can find today's show link and more information at linklocalnetwork.com. I'm your host, Tamara Lee, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on Trend On. Today, as always, we have a great show lined up, but before we get into our show for today with Pro Shred, Mervyn's Bird, I would like to introduce my co-host, Heidi Feimster. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Tamara. How are you this morning?
Well, again, back to this weather girl issue.
Yes.
It's foggy and fallish, but it's mild temperatures, so I am a happy girl. So good long runs. Taking advantage of the mild weather and no snow yet. So.
Yeah. So, do you run when it snows out? Do you have some place to go, or do you just run in the snow?
Well, you know what I found? I actually run through the winters because I found that helped me to handle them better because I suffer from a little bit of that seasonal adjustment disorder.
Okay.
And so I found really by running through the winters and just kind of embracing the cold is much better than hibernating all winter. So I do. I take my dog. He gets all fluffy and thick, and we run. So we have a busy show this morning, so we should probably get on with that.
Okay.
Do you have a shout-out to our sponsors?
I do. We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. And also ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc. ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born.
Great, thank you. And by Manditech, who will bring us our sponsor for Heidi's Business Minute today, brought to you by Manditech, the Chicago area technology company that has the right solution for your business, increasing your visibility and profit through technology. So, Heidi, your business minute.
ERP, or Enterprise Resource Planning, is very complex to implement. Stories about failed implementations are endless. Over the past few weeks, I've talked about ways to optimize your ERP implementation and avoid the pitfalls. One more way to optimize your ERP is consider web-based ERP solutions. Even the big companies like SAP, Microsoft, and Oracle have moved into the cloud and now offer full-featured hosted ERP solutions that are delivered via the Internet. If you don't have the IT staff to support a premise-based ERP solution, a host solution offering is now a viable alternative. Hosted solutions can also lower the total cost of ownership because you are not purchasing any software or new hardware to support it. Next week, more on ERP. Thank you, Tamara.
Great. Thank you. And we would also like to thank Jay Hilburn, Custom Luxury Menswear. Esquire magazine named Jay Hilburn the best dress shirt and 2012 style award. Made of luxurious Italian fabric, fit for the man at affordable prices. Jay Hilburn suits, shirts, and all your wardrobe needs by your own personal stylist. You can contact me, Tamara Lee, at gmail.com. And this Thursday, I will be at Ruby Tap with my Jay Hilburn colleague, Therese Nelson, doing a men's night out at Ruby Tap in Wauwatosa. So for more information, just shoot an email to or check out the website on LinkedIn for the Ruby Tap Jay Hilburn event. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to a former Trend On guest, Heidi Calloway, at Beven Boutique, B-V-E-N Boutique, on Brady Street in Milwaukee, promoting Halloween costumes and
Tamara, I think we have someone calling in.
Oh, is it just a listener or someone calling in with a question?
I will find out.
Okay. And in the meantime, we'd like to thank Hands On Suburban Chicago. They are Link Local Network announces a new social media collaboration with Hands On Suburban Chicago. So that is pretty exciting, too, because Hands On Suburban Chicago and Link Local Network is the hosting for Trend On Radio Show. So we want to thank them as well. And now to get on with our guest today, we have Andre Andropoulos, also a former Trend On guest, returning on the topic of identity theft, as it relates to Mervyn Bird is our guest with Pro Shred here in the Milwaukee area, but also operating nationally on secure document disposal. So we will go to our guest.
Tamara, I believe someone else is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, maybe not.
Okay. Maybe just listening.
Maybe. Okay. Go
All
ahead.
All right. Well, let's get started. Well, today on Trend On, we have two guests, a returning guest, Andre Andropoulos with Legal Shield. Welcome back, Andre.
Thanks.
And we have a new guest today to talk about an important area of document handling. As Andre and I discussed on a previous Trend On show, the area of identity theft is a growing concern for many businesses and individuals, and the businesses in doing their operations have documents and things that need to be handled differently than the way perhaps we used to of just going in the recycling bin. And so today, to talk about the business Pro Shred, we have Mervyn Bird, who is the business development specialist at Pro Shred, which is locally owned but extends business nationally. Pro Shred is a world leader specializing in secure shredding services and document destruction. They help businesses and consumers properly safeguard private information, maintain legislative compliance, and protect their public image. With more than 25 years of trusted mobile paper shredding experience and rigorous commitment to quality standards, ProShred has pioneered one of the most effective systems for document destruction and on-site shredding services. So welcome, Mervyn. Thank you for joining us today on Trend On.
Thank you for having me.
And Andre. Let's start off with ProShred offers, of the things I just mentioned there, is a number of services for businesses and individuals. Could you maybe highlight what some of those services are?
Absolutely. One of our main things is that we do document destruction. We're not into, we don't collect waste or, you know, we don't do uniforms or anything of that nature. We do document destruction. So our main business and our only business is destroying documents and things like e-waste and backup disks. So what we do is on-site mobile shredding. That's the majority of what it is that we do. We go out to your parking lot or your driveway, and in 6 minutes you have peace of mind that your documents have been destroyed, and you can actually watch the process take place there. We also do hard drive destruction, CD destruction. We'll get rid of old computers and printers and those sort of things as well.
Okay, so the maybe sectors that you would provide services for would include what areas of businesses?
We have customers that are hospitals, doctor's offices, dentists, attorneys, CPAs, anyone who's collecting sensitive information on customers.
Okay. Whether it be a patient or a client.
Whether it be a patient or a client, those are the sort of customers that we want to talk to. Those are the sort of people that need our services. Banks as well are very
big. Okay, so financial institution, I would think. Legal offices.
Yes, attorneys. Also, people, investment brokers.
Okay. Oh, sure.
You're collecting sensitive data on people that could possibly lead to identity theft if not properly destroyed.
Okay. And what is with the area of compliance, like I know, you know, they say save your tax returns for 7 years, and it used to be the shoe boxes stacked up in the basement of what your tax returns were. How does ProShred help companies decide, or do you, of, you know, when it's appropriate to shred and destroy, or with what they might need to maintain?
Well, that's not our job.
Okay.
Whatever industry you are in,
mm-hmm.
compliance will tell you that. So whatever, they'll tell you how long you need to keep certain documents. There's different years for different documents. But when a lot of companies you run into, they have those boxes stored up in a basement. So what mm-hmm. we do is we do a big purge. And so we'll purge that information right there, and then we'll set them up on a monthly basis or a periodic basis where then
okay.
things are kept up from that point on.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because I saw on your website, which is at proshred.com, that you provide one-time services for business and also continuing maintenance for document destruction.
That's correct. And that's really the most efficient way to get it done is to stay on top of it on a periodic basis. We have customers that we service on a weekly basis, some biweekly, monthly, and then some even less often than that. But whatever your need is to stay on top of it on a periodic basis as opposed to that once a year. Because, again, with identity theft being what it is today, you just don't want to put yourself in a position to be a liability.
Okay, now I also, you know, you've referenced a couple times already of off-site versus on-site. What is the difference of that?
Well, I don't want to completely disparage off-site because there might be some instances where off-site is okay. But when you're collecting really sensitive information on people, for example, if you have someone's Social Security number, I really can't see a reason why that needs to be done off-site.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it on-site, you can actually, again, you can watch the process take place. Our trucks all have cameras on them, so you can see as the bin gets dumped over into the shredder, you can actually see the process take place. And recently, I let some customers see this action, and what they said was, Mervin, that is so comforting.
Yeah.
It's comforting to see that this information is being destroyed right in front of my eyes. And again, it takes about 6 minutes or less to destroy a 96-gallon bin full of documents.
With the correct tools. Now,
correct.
Someone in an office, per se.
Correct. I don't want to tell you how many times I walk into an office and I see someone that's still using a shredder.
Or a high school
yeah,
girl
yeah.
after school.
Right. Number one, who draws the short straw?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who gets to have that job for the day? And then, secondly, that's not what you hired that person to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell these customers, listen, I'm more efficient and I'm less expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be in compliance.
Right. Well, that's the key thing, in compliance right there.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Which was my next question of what determines compliance? Are there industry standards?
There are. And again, depending upon the industry that you're in, there's some industries that are more highly regulated than others, so compliance is going to be more stringent in those cases than in other industries. So people who are in the medical industry, they know what their compliance records. People that are CPAs, they know how long they need to keep their documents and that sort of thing.
Now, I know we talked about HIPAA being the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act as a means of, you know, that legislation designed to protect us as customers or clients. And Andre, I remember you talking about a story of where a breach of data occurred in a hospital or that identity thefts know that they can target certain industries.
Yeah, there was a case in California of a woman who had her medical insurance card stolen. A woman got an AIDS test on her name. She had tested positive. And then eventually the victim's employer found out about it, which raised the risk, the pool of insurance risk. She was terminated, but, you know, HIPAA is really designed to protect patient data. You know, it probably does a halfway decent job, but the problem is that once there is a breach, it's very difficult to unmerge two files that have come together. So she had a problem having having that AIDS test removed from her file.
And then you don't know if it's either employee error, human error, in terms of handling that data improperly, or because usually it is going to be your, you know, low-paying employee
mm-hmm.
that you're just, it needs to get done, but might not be on the top of a company's priority.
So the health insurance industry is one of the, like you said, hospitals are one of the heaviest regulated industries in the country. Unfortunately, it's not helping. It's not helping that much because look at the number of data breaches. 85% of all hospitals, doctor clinics have had some kind of a medical breach. You know, it could be as simple as someone applying for a job at a doctor's clinic and an employee decides to throw that resume away or the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the application away with
sure.
a Social Security number and a date of birth. That's a data breach.
Okay.
It happens all the time, and unfortunately, that's just the reality of the beast, is that it happens all the time. We still have people who throw away sensitive information, thinking that they're, you know what, I don't feel like doing this, I'll throw it into the recycling bin, or I'll throw it into the garbage, and then you have people who are doing the old dumpster diving, and there it is.
Right, and that's something you had mentioned, too, about the types of shredding that different places will do and the cost of types of shredders. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Again, with the off-site, you're talking off-site versus off-site. Again, what a lot of companies will do, my competitors, if you will, they will say, here's one price for off-site shredding, and then if you need on-site shredding, here's yet another price. It's one of the things that I've run into. And so they make it more expensive to do on-site shredding. But when you have highly sensitive information, again, as Andre was talking about the hospital, I have a hospital story as well with one of my competitors who was doing off-site shredding for one of his customers, which happened to be a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that truck was in an accident on the way to its off-site facility, and documents were all over the road. So, since they couldn't piece...
And they had not been, they were in all put together. I mean, this whole complete document.
Yeah, complete document. Had not been shredded.
Okay.
So it was... Yeah, the documents were out there, and so whatever blew away, they couldn't figure out whose information got potentially compromised.
Correct.
Therefore, they had to contact each and every one of their patients and say,
potentially you are.
Well, yeah, you are potentially compromised. Now, that's why we do most of our the vast majority of our things are done on site. And again, that gives you that peace of mind that it's done. And therefore, since you are responsible as the business owner who collected that sensitive information, you're responsible for that from the beginning to destruction. So, you know, you may as well make sure that it's taken care of while we're on your side.
I'm responsible for that. I wanted to ask you, Andre, because you had mentioned statistically what that means for a business or a company if their data has been breached.
Yeah, what I've read here, the statistics I have, employees are not the only victims. Companies are victims as well. Should there be a data breach, CIO Magazine has stated that about 20% of your clients will terminate their business relationship with you and your company, and about 40% will actually consider it. 5% will hire attorneys. The average cost of a data breach based on, they take, you know, data breaches from big companies to small companies and average it out, $7.2 million. That will bankrupt most companies. They're not prepared for that.
Right. So
you can work for 40 years, and because you decided to kind of wing it and not be compliant, and even though you know you have to be, and you can destroy your entire business and everything that you built and employees' futures just because you decided to take that risk.
Well, and isn't part of it businesses maybe having been old school, so to speak, or if they've been in existence for any number, unless you're a new startup, that's probably not on the top of your, you know, radar of what you need to pay attention for your business's security. They're thinking, how do I run my business? How have we always run things? You know, status quo of the file room and the basement has worked just fine for 30 years.
Well, when the government comes calling, well, fine. They don't care that, you know, you've been an old school business. I mean, they're expecting that you run a business, you have attorneys, and they're keeping you abreast of all these things. But, you know, a lot of small business owners aren't making decisions based on legal, you know, the law, because they can't afford they can't afford an attorney at $400, $500, $300 or whatever it is. So they're making decisions based on what, you know, what they've done in the past.
Where they can
which
save
is,
costs.
It's kind of like, you know, well, we've been okay so far, so.
And I was going to ask that about ProShred, because you have compliance in order to even be certified to be shredding service company.
Correct.
What does that all entail?
Well, they have to ensure that we are destroying documents in a proper manner. So when we get certified, as a company, they make sure there's extensive checks to make sure that we are doing what we say that we're doing.
So sound practices
right.
for industry standards
correct.
For correct document destruction.
Correct.
Okay. I said that well, huh?
You did. Very good.
Nice tagline there. Okay. And then in terms of, we talked about document shredding, that there's, you know, even the feeding it through the single paper at a time or a couple sheets at a time, does the this cut one way?
Sure.
What's the difference?
That's huge. Those are breaches there when you just have the straight strips being cut. Because, again, that can be, as Andre always says, that can be reverse engineered back to put that document back together because it's not cross-cut and it's not, you know, it's just too easy to do that. Now, the other thing with that is the cost. You know, we always do that cost comparison.
Yeah.
People say, hey, you know what? We don't generate that much information. We don't generate that much paper. We shred it in our office.
And recycle.
Yeah. And we're green, therefore. Well, God bless you. However, let's sit down and let's break this down. How much does a shredder cost? How much do you pay that person per hour that needs to do that? And then we compare our cost to it. We're less expensive. We're more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, we're going to keep you
most
in compliance.
Right. Because what is the cost of doing it one time
badly? Right. $7.2 million on average.
Yeah.
Would you rather pay the $7.2 million or pay me that monthly nominal
fee?
Yeah,
that could hire you for quite some time.
It sure could.
And it should.
For several lifetimes.
Yeah. So, okay, we have the documents, which I was going to ask as we talk about then maybe switching over to e-waste and a couple of areas of there in terms of at least just giving us some information, maybe put that into our awareness, consciousness of handling e-waste, because that's, again, relatively new compared to, you know, the old paper standards, both necessary in doing businesses.
Absolutely.
Today. So when I call, you know, and I'm talking to my bank online or, you know, over the call customer service, and you have to give your, for whatever number of things, you have to give your identifying information. So it feels like you're forever throwing your Social Security number out there. And then at the beginning of their call, they say, this recording, you know, this may be recorded for quality assurance. Well, you know, they're, you know, CYA recording. But you still have to give, so what happens to that kind of digital information?
Well, we destroy all sorts of the backup discs that you're talking about.
Okay.
There, CDs, hard drives. I have a customer who, about every year and a half, they upgrade their computer systems,
mm-hmm,
in their office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the technology is moving that quickly, so they want to keep up, and they destroy. So we destroy that for them. They'll call and say, we have a box of hard drives that we need you to destroy. Well, we'll take care of that. Now, that's something that's done off-site, primarily because we recycle all of our paper.
Right. Okay.
Actually, last year, our office alone, we recycled over 1,300 tons of paper. So
wow. We
like to
that's
think
a
that
lot
we're,
of
awfully, we're awfully green.
Yeah.
So we can't mix that hard drive in with our paper.
It would compromise the integrity.
It would compromise the integrity of our paper and would downgrade our recycling and all of that. So we take that off cycle. It's secured the entire manner. And then once we get to the point where we're off-site, then we destroy that stuff immediately at that point.
Okay. So how likely is it that when, you know, we say, is anything in the internet world and cyberspace there that says it never really is destroyed? Is there a comfort level where you can feel like, okay, that information has truly been?
Well, again, in cyberspace, you know, that animal is what that is. But
yeah. When
you're dealing with something tangible,
okay. That
you can rest assured. Again, you can watch our process.
Okay.
We welcome that. I love to have customers actually watch the process because, again, that just solidifies with them, again, that when they chose ProShred,
mm-hmm,
Security,
mm-hmm,
they chose the right company. And with that said, you know, we're not in every market in the United States. But
okay. Find
someone.
Right.
If you don't find a ProShred in your area, find someone to get rid of that information, to destroy that information properly. You know, that's really my main concern, is that, you know, there's enough identity theft out here. There's enough breaches of information. There are enough companies getting...
you know, there's like 20, there's a number of statistics that came out about how many people will automatically friend somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like 24 million people who, if they get a friend request, will friend them, right? It could be a fake profile. What these identity thieves are now doing is they are getting into people's networks. Now they have access, and most of these people have their profiles set to public, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you post your birth information, that's one piece in the puzzle.
So they go there,
and
patient,
they
know where to go.
They will actually
yeah.
build profiles of somebody over a period of time until they've assembled what they need. If it's a child,
mm-hmm.
The parents aren't going to find out until they're 18 because they know that they have this window of time
mm-hmm.
before it's going to be flagged. It's the fastest growing area of identity theft.
So in wrapping up, because we are quickly out of time here, tell us again about ProShred, what services you offer, how to get in touch with you if someone is interested in having you come and give them an estimate or even educate them about the need for safe and secure document destruction. How would they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Thanks again for that. ProShred Security, we do on-site mobile shredding. We'll come to your place of business, your residence, and we will shred your documents at that time. You can watch the process take place. In 6 minutes, you will have peace of mind that it's done. We will also take care of your backup drives, your CDs, any media that you have of that nature. We will also take care and destroy that for you. You can reach us locally here at 262-369-0922. Or ProShred.com to check us out.
Okay.
And we're more than happy to come out and take a look at what it is you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a big job, we like to look at those just to make sure that you know, we have everything logistically correct so that it goes as smoothly as possible for you, the customer. But again, you can reach us by phone at 262-369-0922.
Okay, and again, Mervin, that's ProShred, Mervin Bird, Business Development Specialist at ProShred, offering secure document destruction for businesses, financial records, home office, which the home office I would think is a big thing too,
mm-hmm.
As an aside, PS maybe,
sure.
Medical records, legal records, education, profits, nonprofit, residential. Just a touch before we wrap up here too, on that home office, how important is that for someone with their business operating out of their home? Or even like, I was president of our local PTA for a number of years, and I had, you know, account information on certain things, and there was a point I'm like, I don't want that job.
Right, now we learn all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll bake cookies. So how important is that for
It's very important, and a lot of times people don't, if you have a home-based business, you don't see that as important because no one's right there sticking their fingers in, you know, regulate. That's not happening. But all it takes is it to happen one time and to get tracked back to you, and as Andre said, $7.2 million later, you wish you would have just taken care of it properly. So a lot of home-based businesses will do the shredder, go the shredder route, but I suggest, again, getting someone that can actually destroy the information within compliance, like
and,
ProShred Security.
Right. If you are still, though, like an individual, you know, independent sales, is it still better to at least do the basic shredding?
Absolutely.
Nothing at all?
Absolutely. That's a given, right? You
yeah.
should do something rather than nothing.
You should be aware of that need.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then if you have the shredder, just realize that doesn't mean that process is done. There's steps you need to take
Correct.
After you've shredded documents that can ensure a greater security for your clients.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have you both
thank you for having
on the
me.
Show today, Mervin and Andre. Thank you for joining us on Trend On.
Thank you.
We'd also like to thank Andre Andropoulos. You can get more information on identity theft from Legal Shield. Andre is an independent consultant with Legal Shield. So find him on LinkedIn, Andre Andropoulos, or the information on our website, Trend on the Link Local Network. I'm your host with Heidi Feemster and Tamara Lee. Thanking you for joining us on Trend On this morning on the Link Local Network. Look forward to next week again, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Thank you. Heidi, thank you, and we will talk to you next week.